Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community and of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So this is going to be really fun for me. As many of you know, Senator Ted Cruz and I do a podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz, 3 days a week. But he is my guest on my podcast, the Ben Ferguson Podcast, about his new book that is out. It is a book, Unwoke, that is about what is destroying this country. And he calls out the Biden administration on border security. He calls out the left on what they're doing on college campuses. He talks about what happened with COVID and the lockdowns. It's an amazing book. And so it's a pleasure to have Senator Ted Cruz as my guest, my co-host on my podcast right now. Senator, it's a pleasure to have you on live on this show. You are on book promo tour in New York City this morning. You were on a Levin, Life, Liberty, and Levin. And we love having you, obviously, to talk about this book. For people that are looking for a great Christmas gift, grab the book. If you just want to read a book, and I love how they describe it online. It says, Ted Cruz delivers a realistic battle plan for defeating the woke assault on America. That's what inspired you to write this book, is really a battle plan of, okay, the left has gone crazy. We have many that are taking over, not just government agencies, but our universities, our schools. They're trying to go into Marxism and socialism. How do we get back from the brink of that? And that's what inspired you to write a book that's 383 pages long. It is a thick book, one of the thickest ones you've ever written.
Well, Ben, that's right. Good morning. It's great to be with you. It's great to be with you in a venue other than Verdict, which you and I do 3 days a week, and we both have these conversations a lot. Look, the book Unwoke, I wrote because the world has gone insane, and every one of us knows it. We're watching the radical extremes, the extreme left that has seized every major institution in America, and so I wrote this book to do a couple of things. Number one, to explain how and why that happened. What on earth, who would have envisioned a world where corporate America, big business, becomes the economic enforcer for the hard left, where big tech censors what you say online, where NFL players refuse to stand for the national anthem, where they teach 5- and 6-year-olds in schools that little boys can become girls and little girls can become boys. This is extreme, and it's not an act how it happens. And then number two, it lays out a battle plan for how we fight back, how we defeat the cultural Marxism in America. And it lays out specific concrete steps we can take to take our country back, because if we don't do it, we're going to lose our nation, and we've got to pull it back from the radical extreme.
You mentioned taking our country back and pulling us back. There was some very encouraging poll numbers that came out this morning, and I want to get your reaction to this because it's obviously great news if you're a conservative. Your favorite Capitol Hill reporter, I saved this just for you, Senator, Manny Raju, had this bleak report this morning about how bad the new poll numbers are for Democrats, specifically Joe Biden. Listen.
1 year from today, America will be going to the polls to choose a president. And there are alarm bells going off inside the White House this morning. There are three big polls out about the race for the White House, and none of it is good for Joe Biden. Race for president is decided state by state, not nationally. So this morning, we want to focus on a series of battleground state polls from the New York Times. In Nevada, Trump leads by 10, leads by 6 in Georgia, 5 in Arizona, 5 in Michigan, and 4 in Pennsylvania. Biden has just a narrow 2-point lead in Wisconsin. Now, Biden won all 6 of those states in 2020 and likely needs to win at least 4 of them to be reelected. And if you dig a little deeper into the poll, things look even bleaker. Voters in these 6 states say Biden's policies have hurt them personally. And those numbers are flipped when you ask about Trump. More say Trump's policies have helped them personally. And then there are huge cracks in the coalition that won Biden the White House in 2020. Yes, he's leading among those demographics, but not by nearly as much as he needs to be. He's ahead of Trump among young voters in these battleground states by 1 point. Trump wins 22% of black voters, which would be a historically huge measure for a Republican. And the margins are small for Biden among Hispanics and suburban voters.
Now, Senator, you hear that, and it's just like rapture alert number one, Manu Raju actually giving you poll numbers, telling you alarm bells are going off inside the White House this morning, 1 year away. This is, I think, massive numbers, not just for Trump, but for conservative ideas saying, all right, we went to this socialism, and that's what the Biden administration has been doing, and we went to this extreme woke agenda. And now it's hurting American families. These numbers are spell horrific news for Democrats.
Well, look, that's exactly right. I have several thoughts. Number one, it's kind of amusing listening to CNN putting its reporter on air where he's practically crying. He's so unhappy with those poll numbers because it is bad news. Listen, the Biden agenda is a train wreck. It is a mess. The classic question for any election is, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? And for almost any voter in the United States, the answer is hell no. Like for everyone, between inflation and crime and chaos at our southern border, not to mention 2 wars across the globe and America at greater jeopardy than we've ever seen in our lifetimes, the answer, unless you are an international drug dealer or human trafficker, in which case the answer is yes, your life is much better today than it was 4 years ago, and you ought to vote for Joe Biden. You're not a citizen, but who cares? He wants illegals to vote, so that's fine. But unless you're a drug cartel, the answer for everyone else is no. Everything else has gotten crappier. And so I think those poll numbers show that the Biden record is a train wreck, and people want to get back to common sense policies that work. I also think those poll numbers are sending off alarm bells. We saw David Axelrod, Barack Obama's right hand, publicly urging Biden to drop out of the race. I think Dems are panicking. And Ben, you and I broke the news 3 months ago on an episode of our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz, that the odds keep rising every day that the Democrats will jettison Joe Biden and try to parachute in Michelle Obama at the last minute. And I got to say, with these poll numbers and an Axelrod coming out publicly, those odds continue to rise every day.
All right, let's dive into that, because this is, I think, part of what you talk about in your book is the Democratic Party has gotten so extreme. They're coming after parents. They're coming after your kids at universities and public schools. They tried to push this transgenderism down our throats and say, if you don't agree with it, we'll try to ruin your business, ruin your family, ruin any, you know, school or anybody that disagrees with us. We'll try to kick you out of office. You've got Hollywood that's all in on this. And then you go back to what you just mentioned. This is a moment where Democrats, do you think they believe maybe they went too far and they got to dial it back and they've lost the country because they put all this and implemented it and now it's such a disaster on the average American family? And if they do parachute in Michelle Obama, to be clear, she's just as bad, if not worse, than Joe Biden. She's a woke person. She's a Marxist, a socialist, however you want to describe her, with policies. That's what Obama is as well. But if they parachute her in, it's about likability, right? She'll come out as a mom. She'll say she wants this for the country. And they parachute her in to the convention. And she doesn't even have to talk policies. It's just likability. Like, hey, do you like Oprah? Do you not like Oprah? It's like, hey, do you like Michelle Obama or do you not like Michelle Obama? And then it's only a, what, three-month campaign. It would be a scary yet brilliant move.
It would be a very scary move. And listen, to be clear, you know, you asked, are Dems getting nervous they've gone too far left? I got to say, if they are, I see no evidence of it. The Democrats I serve with in the Senate, they're still much more afraid of being primaried from the left than they are of losing the general election. And it's because the media has been corrupted. So this book, Unwoke, what it examines how this happened. And it starts with the universities, because Marxists always start by going after our kids. The first chapter in the book is entitled Universities, the Wuhan lab of the woke virus. And that is because universities are where the woke virus was created. It's where it mutated. It's where it spread. And the cultural Marxists, beginning in the 60s and 70s, began seizing the universities and raising up these campus radicals. But from there, it spread to every other institution. So each chapter of the book focuses on a different American institution that the cultural Marxists have seized. So it goes from universities to K through 12 education, to journalism, to big business, to big tech, to entertainment, including movies and TV and music and sports, to science. Every one of these, one after the other, the cultural Marxists have seized. And so you ask, are the Democrats worried they've gone too far left? I don't think they are, because journalism has been corrupted. So CNN no longer views its role as being an actual journalist, as reporting on both sides. They are instead explicitly propagandists. They are Pravda. They are advocating a view which is the left wing of the Democrat Party. And so Democrats are incentivized to go hard left, because they will never be called out by the corporate media for doing it. And so what this book lays out are strategies to fight back, how we can turn it around.
Well, let's talk about this election coming up. What do you think the top issue is going to be for the average American nationwide, or the top two? Is it going to be the economy, stupid? Is it going to be this agenda that in the extreme of the socialism, or is it going to be like, hey, cognitive decline of Joe Biden?
So look, we're a year out, and so it's always hard to predict with certainty where things will be in a year, because there will be events in the world that we can't predict right now. But the question in every election is, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And perennially, the top issue there is the economy and inflation out of control, the cost of living. People are hurting. It's hard. It's more expensive to put food on your table. It's more expensive to run the air conditioning and heat. It's much more expensive to fill your car or truck with gas. That is impacting people in a very real sense. There's also safety and security. Crime has skyrocketed everywhere. People feel unsafe. They feel unsafe for their kids. Their kids are under assault. The chaos of illegal immigration has become real and personal. 8 million people crossing illegally into this country. They're now flooding every city. When you've got the Democrat mayor of New York saying illegal immigration is destroying New York City, you know it has gotten bad. And then on foreign policy, look, where foreign policy really matters is when people again don't feel safe and secure, when they feel like their families are threatened. Think about it. 3 years ago, Joe Biden inherited peace and prosperity. In just under 3 years, with Joe Biden's weak and ineffective leadership, we now have the largest land war in Europe since World War II, and the worst attack on Israel in 50 years. We've got war in the Middle East. And by the way, campus radicals on campus threatening Jewish students with violence. Anyone looking at the world says this is a mess, and I think all of those are going to be major issues come November.
Let's also talk about this, what's happening in Israel. And I want to get into this because there's been this, I would argue, woke ideology that you don't stand with Israel. That's now become seeming a part, a bigger part of the Democratic Party. Obviously, the squad. I never could have imagined a day that innocent people could be butchered this way. Babies beheaded, infants beheaded, put in ovens by Hamas. And yet there's a significant portion of the Democratic Party that you serve with in Congress that are behind them. Is that part of the unwoke agenda, or the woke agenda of the Democratic Party that you're warning about in the book?
It very much is. A couple of weeks ago, I was sitting down with a very successful tech entrepreneur who's historically been quite left to center. And he was expressing enormous dismay at the extreme anti-Semitism and hatred of Israel that is manifesting, number one, in the Democrat Party in Congress with the squad and the viciousness we're seeing, but number two, on college campuses. And he was saying, where did this come from? And I explained it, really in terms of the book Unwoke. It describes, so Marxism, which derives obviously from the teachings of Karl Marx, he frames the world in terms of an inevitable conflict. And Marx broke it down on socioeconomic terms. It's a conflict between the oppressors and the victims. The oppressors, in Marx's worldview, are the owners of capital, and the victims are the proletariat, the workers. And Marx's solution is a violent overthrow, a revolution of the proletariat, the workers seizing the capital and the means of production and relying on government to take it forcibly from the oppressors and give it to the victims. That's plain vanilla Marxism. That's who burrowed into college campuses starting in the 60s and 70s. What the cultural Marxists have done is taken that Marxist worldview and they've applied it to culture. So everything is an inevitable battle between oppressors and victims, and their solution to everything is force. Is if you do not comply, they will make you comply. They will attack and undermine the oppressors and forcibly benefit the victims. And I explained, look, the reason the left is so viciously anti-Semitic is in the cultural Marxist worldview, Jews are coded as oppressors. When these Marxists look at Israel, they see the Israelis as oppressors, and the Palestinians are coded as victims. And once you start with that worldview, the only acceptable leftist perspective is that you should have a violent revolution of the victims, the Palestinians, against the oppressors and forcibly take from the oppressors and redistribute to the victims. And that's why so many on the left are not condemning the horrific attacks and atrocities from Hamas because they're cheering them on. Look, Rashida Tlaib, a member of Congress, member of the squad, tweeted out the racist slogan of Hamas, from the river to the sea. Now, what that means is from the Jordan River all the way to the sea, it means annihilate all of Israel, kill every Jew. It is a call to genocide. And that's what an elected, current sitting Democrat member of Congress is saying to the world.
All right, let me tell you real quick about an amazing company called Patriot Mobile. For 10 years, they have been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of this show, which is why I'm proud to partner with Patriot Mobile. They offer you dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the leftist agenda. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military, our veterans, and first responder heroes. They have 100% U.S.-based customer service team, making switching easy. You get to keep your same cell phone number, keep your same phone that you have right now, keep your same phone, or upgrade to a new one. And their team will help you find the best plan for your needs and save you real money. You got a small business? They can cover all that as well. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the promo code Ferguson. Join me and make the switch today.
and protect our values and stand for them with every phone call. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Senator, you were just at the southern border. And I think one of the most horrific consequences of this woke ideology is the kumbayaism, which is, oh, we don't really need to have border security that's somehow inhumane. We don't really need to have laws when it comes to legal immigration because, you know, who are we to decide that we should have a secure border or who should or shouldn't come into this country? And we should just be loving and open and welcoming. We're a sanctuary city. We love every illegal immigrant. Come to New York City. Come to San Francisco. Come to L.A. You had people campaigning just a couple years ago, including New York Mayor Adams on this, and saying, come to our cities and we will love you and accept you. And this woke kumbayaism, it's not just a disaster on our economy. It's a disaster now from a national security standpoint. And you witnessed the atrocities that are happening because of this woke agenda.
Well, that's exactly right. I was down on our southern border 2 weeks ago and I went out on midnight patrol with the Border Patrol agents. And within minutes, you encounter groups of illegal aliens. We encountered one group that had about 20 or 25, mostly women and children. It had young teenagers. There was a 13-year-old girl who was unaccompanied. She had no family members with her. There was a 15-year-old boy who was unaccompanied. There was a 16-year-old girl who was unaccompanied. They all said they were coming to America to meet their tío. And tío is, of course, Spanish for uncle. And yet when you question them about their TO, they're like, oh, no, my TO doesn't know I'm coming. They just had a phone number. And tragically, the more we talked to them, the more it became clear that these uncles were made up and that these kids are being trafficked. And I got to say, it was particularly horrific. There was a 10-year-old girl with an adult man who said he was her father, and she said he was her father. And it was obvious he was not her father. She was terrified. The look of terror in her face was haunting. And he had his arm around her, but not in a gentle caress like a father, but firmly holding her right where she was so she couldn't move. And this is a pattern we're seeing a lot. you know, under the Trump administration, when an adult man would show up with a child and can't claim to be the father of the child, they would DNA test them both. And they found about 30% of them were not related at all. And because the policies favor a family coming in, the cartels literally rent children to adult men who want to come illegally into this country because they get processed faster. Well, one of the very first things Joe Biden did when he came in is stop the DNA testing. And give me any reasonable or rational justification for stopping the testing. And what was sick, that little girl, all of these kids very likely had been abused in the travel to the United States when they were being trafficked by human traffickers and vicious drug cartels. But many of these kids were headed for a life where they were going to continue to be in sex slavery. And I got to say, the Border Patrol is frustrated because the Biden administration won't let them do anything about it. They're required to just process them and let them go. And the numbers are now utterly indefensible. And I got to tell you, the radical left does not care.
You also talk about not just this idea that they want an open border, but they want to fundamentally change this country through illegal immigration. And
yes.
Joe Biden refuses to really go down there, look at the border. Democrats refuse to go down there because I think if they saw it, there has to be a moment there where you say, okay, this policy is wrong. It's being exploited. They're making money off of human trafficking. And talk about the wristbands and what you see and the trees where they literally, like prizes, they throw the underwear of young girls up in these trees just to taunt the U.S. Border Patrol.
Look, those are both realities. If you go down to the southern border, you see colored wristbands just laying in the grass by the river, because virtually every illegal alien who comes into this country wears one of those colored wristbands. The color corresponds to how many thousands of dollars they owe the cartels, because it is big business trafficking human beings, and these cartels have become massively wealthy as a result of Biden's open borders. When they arrive, most of the people here still owe thousands of dollars to the cartels. And so the teenage boys get sent to every city in America, and they're working for the cartels and committing crimes in your city. Wherever you are, you might think you're not in a border city. Well, you are, because the Biden administration is sending illegal immigrants to every city in America. And the boys are often committing crimes in those cities to pay off their debts to the cartels. And the girls, thousands upon thousands of the girls, find themselves trapped in sex slavery. And it's a living hell. They're put into forced prostitution until they can pay back what they owe. And this is often 13, 14, 15-year-old girls. It is truly, this is modern-day slavery, Ben. When I look at these wristbands, I see leg irons from the days of slavery. And the left does not care. Look, what the book on Woke explains is that Marxists are about power, and it walks through. If you look at communist countries across the world, they routinely produce death and suffering and torture and concentration camps and misery and poverty, and the left doesn't care. These open borders are about Democrats flooding this country with what they view will be future Democrat voters. And if a bunch of children have to be sexually assaulted, if women have to be raped, if people have to die, if 100,000 people have to die of drug overdoses, to the cultural Marxists, that's a perfectly acceptable cost, because what matters to them is power. But the beauty of this book is it explains what their kryptonite is, which is they can't defend their policies. Their policies are wildly unpopular. They rely on censorship and silence and hiding it. It's why Joe Biden and Kamala Harris don't go to the border. You can't defend what's happening there. They rely on control, which means things like your show, Ben, things like our podcast Verdict. It means things like Elon Musk buying Twitter. Finding ways to shine a light and tell the truth is one of the critical ways we defeat the cultural Marxists.
Final question for you, and this is something that is near and dear to your heart, especially something in the book Unwoke, How to Defeat Cultural Marxism in America. You talk about the attack on our court system by the left and also our Supreme Court, and have a very significant warning about that.
Well, that's right. Look, the left wants to destroy our Supreme Court. It's the one institution at the national level that they don't control. They have a smear campaign against Justice Thomas in particular, and actually, Ben, You're on my episode of Verdict Today, the brand new podcast that came out today. We discuss the smear campaign from the Democrats trying to destroy Justice Thomas. And that fundamentally is an assault on the Bill of Rights and our constitutional rights. But I'll tell you something, and let's end on some good news, which is the book Unwoke. It is officially released tomorrow, and it is already on the Amazon bestseller list. It is number one and number two and number three for political bestsellers. So it's the top three. The hardcover's number one, the audiobook's number two, the Kindle version's number three. So that is encouraging. People want to know what the hell's happening and how do we defeat it. But overall, in terms of all books, not just politics, we're number four. So we just beat Barbara Streisand today. She's right below us.
I love that.
I gotta tell you, unfortunately, Britney Spears is still above us at number one. And so, Ben, we need to fix that. I actually have my team going out and buying me some butcher knives because I'm going to start dancing with knives. We got to beat Britney. And so let me just ask your listeners, go right now to Amazon and buy Unwoke, How to Defeat Cultural Marxism in America, because this is about empowering you to know how to turn our country back. And I'll say one last thing. The book is also a fun read. It's filled with stories. It's not some abstract academic treatise. It is real and practical, and it tells you what's happening and how we win.
It's an incredible book. Grab it wherever you can. Amazon, as you said, it comes out on Tuesday officially in bookstores if you want to get it there on Tuesday, and it's out right now. You can grab it and everything on Amazon or wherever you want to download it. There's the Kindle version, the hardcover book. It's awesome. You can grab it, and don't forget, download our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz, wherever you get your podcasts. It's a great Christmas gift as well, so grab that as well. Senator, it's a pleasure. It's fun to have this conversation a little bit different on my show as we do 3 days a week Verdict together, but congrats on the book. I have a gut feeling this thing's going to go to number one, and I hope everybody listening will buy it right now.
Thanks, Ben. God bless.
Senator, it's always a pleasure, and it's really fun to have you on my podcast. Make sure you hit that subscribe button or follow button, auto-download button, wherever you're listening right now. And most importantly, please write us a 5-star review and share this on social media. I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community and of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.